I'm with Steve Jenkins, who's launching his autobiography. Steve's a music producer, and he's worked with lots of famous acts from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and into this decade as well. Steve, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about growing up in Warsaw and what your first memories were.
Well, I think everyone that that knows me knows that I've been a strong supporter of Warsaw all my life, and I guess everybody has, with regards to their hometown or where they grew up, they have really fond memories. So obviously my infant, junior, teenage and early 20s, all those memories are logged in Warsaw. And it's strange, every time I come back, all the streets have very different memories, and I've only got to walk down them or drive down them, and there they are, you know, and they're broadcast to me, and I remember them instantly. So, you know, the memories that I have are so plentiful, I could probably go on for a long time. But, you know, my mom taught me to swim at Warsaw Gala Baths. My father worked at the Warsaw and District Cooperative Society, which was in Bridge Street, where he was the manager of the footwear department. My mum was a supervisor in Woolworths in Park Street, which is sadly no longer there, but the building is still there. So as I walk past it, you know, I know my mum worked there all those years ago. I went to school, a comprehensive school at Joseph Lecky, and spent 5 years there. You know, so that was, you know, from 11 to 16. The Dirty Dock, which is now probably derelict and isn't a pub anymore, but once had 6 bars and 3 restaurants. And, you know, my age group were always sneaking in there underage, probably 16 or 17, and trying to look a little bit older, you know. But that was more or less the centre of the town in those days. And then, of course, further up Bridge Street past the co-op was the Cosmopolitan. And in the 60s, the coffee bar culture that had grown up in London had spread around the country. And so the Cosmopolitan was Warsaw's version of coffee bar culture. And I remember going in there for hours and hours. And, you know, obviously we didn't have lots of money, so I'd buy a Coke and then make it last for 3 hours so I could listen to the jukebox, you know, and all those records, which in the day were Motown records or the Who records. And so the buzzing place was the Cosmopolitan, better known as the Cos back then. Where are you going? Up the Cos. So, you know, and then also, I guess, in just outside the centre of the town was the Arboretum, where I, you know, my parents took me as a child. And then, of course, the Warsaw Illuminations were on every year, which was a very exciting part of the year. And everybody would go every year and walk around and see those lights. And then, of course, as I grew up, I played football in the Arboretum. And the first goal I ever scored with my head was actually in the Arboretum, and I can still remember the cross and heading it in. And to me, it was just an unbelievable moment that I'd seen it done so often at Fellows Park in those days that I managed to climb up there and head one in. So, you Brilliant. Know, I have so many memories of the town, and I love Warsaw because it protects my memories.
Brilliant. So lots of happy memories of sort of growing up in Warsaw. Yeah,
I don't know whether it's what the memory does, and it cancels out bad memories, and you only retain the good ones. But certainly, you know, Warsaw for me is, you know, a place that I love. It has all those memories, and I can't really think of bad ones. You know, the good ones are the ones that are fresh and spring to mind easily. If I had to think of bad ones, I'd have to really sit down and concentrate on them, and that's probably not enjoyable. So Warsaw for me has good memories.
When someone says whereabouts are you from, and probably throughout your career there's all sorts of different people who've never heard of Warsaw, how did you explain it? Was it, you know, a town near Birmingham or a town near London, or what sort of picture did you paint for people?
Well, the first thing about Warsaw is you know, as I went to work in London, and when the thing that happened every time, and is still a joke with a lot of my friends in London, is they'd say, where are you from? And I'd say, Warsaw. And they'd say, you don't sound Polish. And so, you know, this Warsaw thing that they even do, I think, on one of the Saturday morning football programmes. They call Walsall Warsaw, you know, which I actually don't find it that funny. But then I've had 40 years of
not the same joke.
You're not Polish, you know, so I do see the humour in it. But, you know, I'm tired of it now. But I guess I either rehearsed or got asked the question so many times that I always used to say Walsall. It's 9 miles north of Birmingham. It's 9 miles north of Birmingham. It's 9 miles north of Birmingham. You know, so I wanted to make a clarity of it is not Birmingham. You know, because the easy thing is to say, if you get fed up of Warsaw, the easy thing to say you're not Polish, is to say I'm from Birmingham. But actually, I could never quite do that. You know, I couldn't say I was from Birmingham. So I developed this, it's 9 miles north of Birmingham. And that's where I explained where I was from. And I think that also gives people, oh, they know where Birmingham is, and they've got a rough idea how far 9 miles north is. And so I kind of centred, and I always used to make the joke that the access that England spun on, that the point of the access went right through Walsall town centre.